Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello listeners, welcome to another episode of Private Parts. Today you have a very excellent episode because actually it's just Francis and I together. We have a lot of guests coming up over the course of the next episodes, but we thought that we would just take it back to the...
So we thought we'd bring it back to the roots.
We do our bonus episodes every single Wednesday, but we thought we'd bring it back to the old school just for you guys.
Wait, so what's in that closet behind you?
Nothing. It's all empty. There's no one in this apartment. This is our apartment is empty. I'm trying to rent it out at the moment.
Really?
Yeah. So
is this some sort of advertising publicity stunt?
What, that I'm telling everyone that my flat is available to rent?
Yes. So what is the estate agent?
What do you mean?
What is the estate agent? If someone wants to rent your flat...
It's not with an estate agent at the moment.
Really? So how do they rent it?
I can rent it. So I can rent it whenever I want.
Oh, so you're just doing direct to. So you're renting it on the sly.
Yeah. So I'm not even renting it on the sly. What I'm doing is I'm
Airbnb.
It's not Airbnb. You're not allowed to Airbnb these my apartments. You're not allowed to do that.
What?
Yeah, you can't Airbnb them.
You're not allowed to do Airbnb, your own flat.
Yeah, you're not allowed to. But the funny thing about London is, like, you never really own your flat anyway. You basically lease it for, like, 100 years, isn't it?
Well, if you have a leasehold, but if you have a freehold...
But most places in London are leasehold, I would say.
Yeah, how crazy is that? That someone
owns
else,
your flat. Even though you buy it, you never actually properly own it. That's crazy.
That is a con. It's a scam.
It is a complete scam. It's a complete scam. I saw this amazing thing. Actually, one of the most amazing things that actually I'd ever seen on TikTok, because TikTok is full of a lot of crap. But one of the guys, I saw this talk, and he was talking about the fact that buying a house is actually a scam. That you should never really buy a house. And the reason why people thought about buying a house is because it was the banks who said you should definitely buy a house. And the way you buy a house is you borrow money from us. So they were just the middleman in order to lend money for people to buy houses. And that's why people think that buying a house is...
Wait. Are you saying that the banks are not looking out for our best interest?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, so are you saying the banks aren't just there to help
us? Turns out, Francois, they're not. They're not freaking there to help us, buddy. They're not there to help us.
No. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, I've got a.
Are you gonna rent it out, or are you gonna?
Yes, I'm gonna rent it out. I told you that. Okay. Well, are you looking to rent my apartment? Is that what you want? You want to rent my apartment?
No.
Are you sure?
Why? What are you offering me to rent it? Well, to be honest,
yes. If you want to rent my apartment, you can rent my apartment. But it's also not in Notting Hill. That means we won't be 500 meters away from each other. We would be further away from each other.
Yeah.
Which would be a real shame, you know.
That's true. Well, let me think
hey,
on it.
Do you
it.
Know
let
what happened since we've been getting older? I've noticed a lot of things that have been happening to me as I've got older. Okay, the biggest thing that I have
incontinence.
What?
Incontinent?
No, not that. Haven't noticed that. No.
You haven't been wetting the bed. No, more?
Haven't been wetting the bed. No, haven't been doing that. No. The thing which I've been noticing a lot more.
Losing your memory.
That's not right either. Haven't been having that either. It's not losing my memory. I've noticed that I keep getting hairs, like in different places, like a lot. Like my ears have become a tiny bit hairier.
Oh yeah. Do you have to pull them out?
I get hairs. Do you know my eyebrows? My eyebrow had like a really long eyebrow hair on it.
Do you pull them all out?
I pull them all out. Do you not pull them out?
So you pluck your eyebrows?
I didn't pluck my eyebrows. No, I didn't pluck. I didn't pluck.
That's what you just admitted.
I didn't say I plucked my eyebrows. There was one eyebrow, like, strand, which was really long, and I decided to pull it once. That was...
Don't you also pluck... You pluck your moustache as well.
Moustache? Well, you might say mustard, and then went into moustache.
Pluck your moustache.
I didn't pluck my moustache either. It's not what I... Yeah.
What else do you pluck? Your banjo string.
No, but do you not have that? Okay, as we're getting older, you know, your birthday is not too far away. My birthday is not too far away. We're going to be 32 years old. What have you noticed as we've been getting older? What are you feeling like? It's getting less or something's getting more? What have you noticed?
Well, I mean, I would say that... I'm eating a lot more tiramisu.
Yeah? Yeah? I don't understand why you like this tiramisu so much. I just don't get it. Tiramisu is
not
good.
No, it's not that I particularly like it. Just like, it's one of the most popular desserts on Deliveroo.
I would disagree that it can't be. We've had this conversation before, but I can't agree with the fact that tiramisu is one of the most popular desserts.
If you go onto Deliveroo and you type in tiramisu, go on and have a look at how many there are.
Okay, I tell you what, I'm going to do it right now. So if I go on,
how many do you think there are?
I'm going to go onto Deliveroo right now. Here I go. I'm going to go onto Deliveroo. Hold on 1 second. And
Deliveroo aren't even paying me for this.
Yeah, I know that. And I type in tiramisu.
Yeah.
Tiramisu.
Do you know what it means?
Oh my god,
tiramisu.
There are 78 dishes. There are 78 dishes of tiramisu.
Spoilt for choice.
So how do you whittle out the good from the bad? How do you do that?
Well, you just have to try all of them.
So you try all 78?
Well, no, I'm still not, you know. Sometimes I find a new one and I order that and I could write a blog post about it.
Yeah. What would you write in the blog post? What would you say?
Just reviewing the different tiramisus. I mean, because I don't know if you noticed, but there's a lot of Italian restaurants in.
It would only be one blog post. Anyone could write a blog post on tiramisu. You couldn't have an ongoing blog on tiramisu.
Well, I think you could, because there's lots of different types of tiramisu. And do you know what actually tiramisu means?
What?
It means pick me up. It's a pick me up.
In what language?
Italian.
Tiramisu means pick me up in Italian.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't understand, we've had this conversation with, I think it was with Sophie, my girlfriend. You're saying that tiramisu is your favourite dessert. Out of all desserts in the world, tiramisu is by far not the best dessert. You could go with cheesecake, you could go with eclairs, you could go with apple crumble, rhubarb crumble. You could go with so many different options and you choose tiramisu. Even pudding, I would say, is better.
Yeah, but tiramisu, I like tiramisu because you can eat it so quickly.
Oh, so you like to rush it down. You don't like to enjoy it. You don't like to really savour the fact that you have a dessert. You really wanted to get it down.
I like to inhale it.
I don't know.
I think there's just I've tried some other puddings and things. I would say like banoffee pie as well is pretty
okay,
good.
Okay, can I ask you a question? But, so when you go on to Deliveroo, and a lot of people, you know, Deliveroo aren't even sponsoring us for this episode, which they probably should. But even with Deliveroo, right? Okay, when you go on to, did you ever eat fast food? Do you ever order a McDonald's? Do you ever order a Burger King?
No, they don't even sell McDonald's on Deliveroo.
Yeah, they do.
No, I would never eat. Sometimes I've ordered McDonald's from Uber Eats, but basically I really sometimes I eat a burger. Actually, I eat a lot of burgers.
Yeah.
What I'll do is I'll eat a burger.
You eat a lot of burgers.
I eat a lot of burgers, and I'll eat a burger for example today. And later today, I'll probably eat a burger, and I'll have some French fries with that. But sometimes, you know, I'll be like, oh, that's actually all that those French fries and the burger. You know, it's not so healthy. So what I'll do is I'll have a whole thing of broccoli, or a green juice.
Wait, what do you mean a whole thing?
A big green juice.
What do you mean a whole thing of broccoli? What is a whole thing of broccoli?
A whole head.
You call it a head? You call it a head of broccoli? Does it grow?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Broccoli grow like that? Does it grow? Where does it grow from? From the ground or from a tree?
No, it grows from the ground.
It grows from the ground like that. So you pull it out like a weed almost, and that's what it looks like.
Yeah, but it's not really like a weed. It has to be cultivated and lots of water and all of that. But you know what's interesting about broccoli is it's fractal. Do you know
that?
What does that mean? It means that, you know, you've got the head of broccoli,
uh-huh.
But if you break the things off, then you've got little mini heads of broccoli, and then you break those off, then you've got little mini heads. So it continually divides into itself.
Okay, but what's exciting about that?
Well, it's just actually it's a window into the fractal nature of the universe.
Okay, well, anyway, listen, what I was going to say is about the reason why I got onto fast food is I was on Deliveroo the other day, right? And I ordered myself some chicken from a place called Wingstop. Have you ever had Wingstop?
No.
Oh my God. It is.
Is it good?
By far the best. I mean, it's definitely, to all of you listeners, if you ever are in London, fancy a bit of chicken, go and get a Wingstop. But it's like it's fried chicken, right? So it's definitely not good for you. But holy freaking smokes, it's the best fried chicken I've ever had. It's an American brand that's come. Oh,
really?
My...
Is it like a chicken? Is it like a chicken? Chicken cottage?
It's not like a chicken cottage, but I have had a chicken cottage before.
Chicken cottage.
It's not a chicken cottage, no. But it's like a fried chicken, and you can get chicken wings or you can get boneless, and it's one of the best things that.
Let me look.
Go and have it.
You can get boneless.
No, you don't get boneless. No, it's not boneless. It's just boneless chicken. That's what it is. It's boneless chicken. So you
chicken. Wingstop.
It's unbelievably good, and you get different sauces.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
This is what you should order, honestly.
Meat a hand, all in one bundle, boneless tenders, fries. Looks good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, freaking hell.
Wait, where did you get it? Did you get it on Deliveroo?
You get it on Deliveroo. Yeah. It sounds like we're doing an ad. We're not doing an ad. It's just a really delicious.
Do you know what? Actually, maybe we should just before we put this ad out, just get in touch with Deliveroo.
It's
and say,
not
look,
an ad.
We're not going to put this ad out unless you pay us.
It's like we're just doing an ad for free.
Is this not an ad?
It's not an ad. Just talking about it. Hey, also, I wanted.
Wait.
What?
Yeah, go on.
What I wanted to say is.
All right. Do you want the question of the week? Do you want the question of the week?
No, not yet. Before we get into the question of the week, I wanted to ask you a quick question. Said it before. I'm going to ask you again.
All right, go on.
Are you excited for me to be on Strictly?
I'm actually super excited.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, I can't
wait. Who do you hope my partner's going to be?
James Argent.
No. It's not going to be James Argent. You said that before. He's not doing it. all the dancers, who would you want for them to, who would you want to be my partner?
Anton de Beck, obviously.
Tony Beak.
Tony Beak. Tony, he'd probably gets he'll probably be really offended that you're dead naming him.
No, I'm not dead naming him at all. But I think that's what happens with everyone. Naming him. Like you know that like Elton John's original name was Dwight Howard. No, Dwight. What was it? Reg Dwight. That was Elton John's original name. Was Reg Dwight.
What was your original name?
It's always been Jamie Lang. That's what it's. But if I had a stage name, yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought it was James Rupert Grint Lang.
No, James Robin Grant Lang.
Not James Rupert Grint Lang.
It's not even Lang. It's Lang.
But your middle name is Rupert Grint.
It's not Rupert Grint. It's a Robin Grant.
Wait, Robin Grant.
Yeah, Robin Grant. Grant is.
If that was your actual name, Robin Grant, what do you think your job would be?
Because of my name, my whole.
Yes, it's called nominal determinism. Basically, your name is what is the most important factor in determining what you actually do in life.
Well,
So yours is. Yours is Lang, which means that you're one day going to be a
a what?
You're going to become a K.D. Lang impersonator.
A K.D. Lang impersonator.
Yeah.
What is that?
That is impersonator of K.D. Lang, the singer.
Who the hell is that? You've lost your marbles. Who is Kate?
Do you know who Katie Lang
no,
is?
No, and I don't think anyone knows who that is. I think you've just made someone up.
No. Katie Lang. Everyone knows who Katie Lang is. God, you've never listened to music from the '90s, ever.
All right, to all of our listeners, as you know, we're going to keep the episode exactly the same. So, Francis, we need to have the question of the week.
All right, the question of the week this week is what do sloths come down to the ground from the trees?
Do you know what's interesting is that sloths, that there's a retirement home for sloths now. There's a retirement home that's only for sloths.
Are you just talking about old people?
No, not talking about old people. There actually is. Someone's created...
That's a very disrespectful...
Someone has created a...
You should respect your elders.
Someone has created a retirement home for sloths. They've created it.
But this is ridiculous because sloths are basically retired from the day they're born.
Yeah, I know. But why? Because they're so sleepy.
When are they... Well, I'm thinking of throwing in the towel on my career.
Sloths.
I've reached that point in my sloth career where I'm just thinking about retiring.
Okay, wait. So the question of the week is: why do sloths come down from the trees?
Okay, it's the only reason sloths come down to the bottom of the tree.
It has
why?
To be because they eat.
No, because they eat things in the trees.
Wait, but that's the only reason that they would come down from things, because they have to eat. Okay, no, to mate. The reason they come down from the trees is to mate. That's what it would be. It would have to be because...
You think they can't mate in a tree?
The funny thing about the question of the week is I give an answer.
Have you ever seen a sex swing?
The funny thing about the question of the week is that I always give an answer and then you question my answer. That's what always happens.
All right. So, what is your answer?
My answer is they come down from the tree to they come down from the
to mate.
To mate. Yeah, to mate.
All right.
Okay. Also, all right. Francis, also, we're not going to have a part two today. So, which means for the first,
aren't
we? We're not going to have a part two. Hold on one second. We've got 25 minutes. Right. I don't think we should do a part two.
Are you in a rush?
I'm not in a rush, but my internet is bad, and I'm worried that the microphone isn't as good here. So I just don't want to do a two episodes. Do you know what I mean?
All right. This is a strong episode, I think.
I think it is actually right. It's actually yours right. But Francis, you know, for this episode, for the first time in Private Parts history, I think it is, we're not going to have a part two today. We're just going to roll this into part one because just me and you just hanging out like old times.
Well, I mean, you're in a rush, aren't you?
I'm not in a rush at all. I'm not in a rush one bit.
Well, I set aside an hour for us to record this, and you're just...
I'm not...
rushing out. You've always got something to do. Are you cleaning up your old flat?
I'm not in a rush, buddy. I'm definitely not in a rush. So I don't know why you're thinking. Fine, do you know what? Screw it. Fine. I'll tell you what, let's do a part two.
No, well, I can't do
gonna
that.
You're going to have to now. No, so you're going to have to.
I've got no?
You're going to do a part,
all
a
right,
part two.
Fine.
So...
okay then.
All right, everybody. Stick around for part two, where it's still more Francis and I, and you'll have the answer to the question of the week. We'll see you in part two.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.